بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد the mubarak neck of our Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Sayyiduna Hind ibn Abi Hala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates regarding Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mubarak neck. He says it was beautiful and slender like the perfectly carved neck of a statue, and it had a shine like that of pure silver. Note, many Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum have reported that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mubarak neck seemed to shine like silver. Hafiz Abu Bakr rahmatullah alayhi narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's neck was very attractive and eye-catching. The portion of the neck that was exposed to the sun gleamed like silver, and the concealed portion was luminous like the full moon. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. The Mubarak shoulders of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Hind ibn Abi Hala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that there was a slight distance between Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's shoulders. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu also reports that there was a gap between Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's shoulders. From the above narration, muhaddithin have deduced that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a broad chest, which was a sign of strength. Allama Munawi and Mullah Ali Qari rahimahumullah has stated the above narrations indicate to the fact that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a broad chest and back. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi states that the upper chest specifically was broad. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallah wa bihamdi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.